As we celebrated the Solemnity of All Saints this year, we couldn't help but experience new joy because one of the newest officially declared saints of the Church is buried at St. Mary of the Woods in our own archdiocese. There are 8 canonized saints from the United States. We're privileged to claim one of them. And so All Saints Day has taken on a new meaning close to home. St. Theodora Guerin will always be known as Mother Theodore to the Sisters of Providence and to so many of us who owe much to the Sisters and to her legacy. Our challenge, of course, is to embrace the call to holiness and the witness of faith in divine providence that Mother Theodore lived with all her heart. If we take our faith seriously, we must take the call to holiness seriously. Sometimes we can be a little presumptive or perhaps lukewarm in faith. Or we could get the impression that it doesn't make any difference how we live because God's great gift of mercy will be ours so that we get to heaven anyway. Mercy is God's greatest quality and his greatest gift to us. But let's not view it as a cheap gift. God is merciful and also just. God is truth itself. God's mercy is contingent on our truthfulness. In other words, a truthful conscience and how we live our call to holiness matters. There is no question, God's mercy is readily available for us. Repentance on our part makes all the difference. On November 2nd, we commemorated All Souls, the faithful departed. From childhood on, I've been in the habit of paying special attention to this day, as well as to the Solemnity of All Saints. Our family was in the habit of decorating the graves of our loved ones with flowers, and more importantly, we prayed for their souls at the cemetery and in church on All Souls Day. Most of us have strong convictions that our loved ones are in heaven because we want them to be there, and we want to think by God's mercy they are there. But there is a difference between All Saints Day and All Souls Day. On the former feast, we celebrated the canonized saints in heaven, as well as those unsung saints who've gone before us. But on All Souls Day, we prayed for and must continue to pray for the well-being of our loved ones. I, for one, surely hope that those who come after me will pray for my departed soul. As strongly as I believe in God's love for me, I would not want to presume on his generous mercy. Intercessory prayer is an essential part of our Christian respect for our deceased sisters and brothers, whom we will join someday in our own need. If great holy people like Pope John Paul II and Blessed Teresa of Calcutta begged for our intercessory prayer for their souls before God, we surely will need the same. On one of his visits to Poland, standing in front of the Church of St. Florian, his first parish assignment as a new priest, the late Holy Father asked for prayers for the living and the dead, and he said, for the Pope, when he is alive and after he dies. The humility of Pope John Paul II was admirable and a good example of the realism with which we face the tribunal of God's loving mercy. As holy as he was, he never took God's mercy for granted. Like all of us, the Holy Father was a faithful and frequent penitent in the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. So was Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, and so was St. Theodora Guerin, our beloved Mother Theodore. These holy people did not fear death or God's tribunal of mercy because they were people of strong faith. They were also humble and truthful. With the graying of November, we notice that the liturgy of the church begins to remind us of the last things. The end of a liturgical year leads us to reflect on the final judgment and the end of the world as we know it. But we're led to reflect on these things with a positive spirit, because passing from this life through death is our birth into the final kingdom. Our prayer leads us to renew our call to holiness. We have the witness of Mother Theodore, Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, and in the near future, surely Pope John Paul II will be listed publicly among the blessed himself. Meanwhile, we continue to pray for our loved ones, along with Pope John Paul and Blessed Teresa of Calcutta. Saint Theodora is interceding for us in the kingdom. We thank God for the gift she is for us.